The reality for many of you is that investment properties where you live have become absolutely unaffordable. The good news is that there are many cities with affordable properties, and a lot of those cities, believe it or not, have properties for under 100K. If you're someone who's ready to buy your first property out of state in the next 4 months, I encourage you to apply to my out-of-state coaching program. I purchased properties out of state, and it's absolutely changed my life completely. The same is possible for you too. You simply need the right information. That's all it takes. My program will provide you the hands-on support and a step-by-step process to buy that first property within 4 months. So go to outofstatemoney.com to apply today. Again, outofstatemoney.com to apply today. And I look forward to talking to you soon.
Excuse me, may I talk to you for a second?
Yes. This is the Black Real Estate Dialogue. And the purpose of the Black Real Estate Dialogue is to document the journey of an up-and-coming real estate investor and to share the stories of successful Black real estate investors.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Black Real Estate Dialogue podcast, episode 128. A few quick announcements before we get into this week's episode. If you haven't already, please subscribe to the show on whichever platform you're listening to this on. Also, please do leave us a 5-star rating and review. It helps us go up in the rankings. It helps us to reach more people and spread this message all over the world. Also, it takes less than 60 seconds to do all of those things. So I look forward to hearing from you. And if you do leave us a 5-star rating and review, I'll read your review on the show so everyone is able to hear it. All right, let's get right into it. So if you follow me on Instagram, I'm sure that you saw the headline I posted from a Redfin article that talked about the home purchase agreements that fell through in June of 2022. So about 60,000 agreements fell through in June, which is about 15% of all the homes that went under contract during that month. And it's actually the highest percentage on record since 2020. And so I have a lot of thoughts about this. So we'll go through some of my thoughts, some of the reasons that I think some of these agreements fell through, and just some things you should do and keep in mind during these times. And as a disclaimer, this is all my opinion. It could be right, it could be wrong, but this is just my opinion based on the research that I've done and what I think is on the way. So before we get into it, the top three metros with cancellations, we'll go over those, and then we'll go over the three metros with the lowest percentage of canceled purchase agreements. So the top three metros with cancellations, and one thing to note is that a particular metro needed at least 1,000 pending sales to be considered for this list. So I'll link the article in the show notes and you'll be able to see all the cities. You can look up certain cities and stuff. It's a really, really good resource. So number one is Vegas. So in Vegas, 27.2% of purchase agreements were canceled in June. Number two is Lakeland, Florida. So it's 26.7% of purchase agreements were canceled in June. And then lastly, Cape Coral, Florida, 25.7% of purchase agreements fell through. And as I looked through the list, I did see a good number of cities in Florida, which is pretty interesting. And then on the low end, so these are the cities that have the lowest percentage of canceled purchase agreements in the month of June, 2022. So first is Newark, which was the lowest, 2.6%, Newark, New Jersey, and then Rochester, New York, 4.6%, and also Omaha, Nebraska, rounding it out with 5.3%. All right, so one of the main reasons that purchase agreements have been canceled is because due to the increased interest rates, many people can no longer qualify, and the homes that they are interested in, they can no longer afford the monthly mortgage payments. So that's a big reason for a lot of people sitting on the sidelines and backing out of deals right now, is that the interest rates just make it unaffordable for what it is they're trying to do, or they just simply can't qualify. And so there are people who are waiting because they're hoping that interest rates go down. I think that's a risk, in my opinion, but there are people who are waiting for interest rates to go down. I mean, they were down, you know, in the last 2 years, and a lot of people still didn't buy who were able to buy. So I'm not quite sure it makes sense to wait for the interest rates to drop. In some markets, the prices may drop a bit, but I don't necessarily see an indication that interest rates will go down. So it could be a risk if you are in the market and you're waiting for interest rates to go down, in my opinion. So I have a couple of thoughts on this, right? So I believe that the fact that there are so many canceled contracts and people are nervous, it creates a great opportunity for investors who are prepared. And what I mean by prepared, I mean you have the money ready to go. You're able to find deals. And those are a couple of things that indicate that you're ready, right? So if you are in a financial position to invest and you want to either buy a personal home for you and your family, or you want to buy an investment property, single or multi-unit, I think it's a great time. You know, in many markets, prices are going down a bit. I can't say they're going to go down 30, 40%. I don't see that coming, but, you know, it seems like things are stabilizing in many markets across the country. So I still think it's a great time to invest in real estate, even if the interest rates are higher than you would expect.
Do you really think investing in real estate is too expensive? Well, you wrong about that. Presenting a beginner's guide to buying your first out-of-state property, a Black Real Estate Dialogue course. That's right, it's the new course presented by the Black Real Estate Dialogue, teaching you how to develop the investor's mindset, the advantages of investing out of state, getting your finances in order, finding the right location, assembling your team, creating financing strategies, how to find and analyze properties, how to find tenants, real-life case studies, and so much more in bonus content. Oh yeah, did we mention you have lifetime access? My goodness. If you have dreams of buying a property out of state but have no idea where to start, well, this is the guide for you. Learn the tips from someone with firsthand experience. Are you looking for a community of like-minded individuals and access to experts in real estate? Yeah. Are you interested in real estate but need more support and guidance?
You know who it is.
The Black Real Estate Dialogue presents the Real Estate Investing Community. No matter how much or how little real estate experience you have, we've created a community for you because your perspective is important. All right, tell me, where's the number one place where you can do Q&A with experienced guest speakers 2 times per month? How about unlimited access to past guest speakers' recordings? What about a private Slack channel to engage in daily discussion with everybody in the community to share resources and support each other? Head on over to blackrealestatedialogue.com. That's blackrealestatedialogue.com. It's the real estate investing community presented by the Black Real Estate Dialogue. Come join us today.
And so at the end of the day, if you can find a good deal, if you can make the numbers work, it really doesn't matter what the interest rates are, in my opinion. And also, if interest rates do eventually go down over time, you can always refinance. So I don't think interest rates should be preventing anyone from buying properties. And, you know, there's still going to be a ton of great deals. There's money to be made in real estate in any kind of market. It's something that I believe in. You know, I've talked to hundreds of people who can say the same thing. And something else is, you know, you just need to be creative. You need to be creative with how you find deals. You need to be creative with how you finance deals. You know, there's still opportunities, right? You just have to figure out a way to make the numbers work. And that may mean sometimes going to another market to be an out-of-state investor. Or if you're trying to buy a personal home or house hack or something like that, you may want to consider moving yourself and your family if you have a family. Obviously, it's easier said than done. However, you know, a lot of our parents, grandparents, they either moved from one area of the United States to the other, or in my case, in many of our cases, from a whole other country. So, you know, people have been migrating for years. So it might be something that you need to consider in times like this if you really want to buy property. And something else to consider is, you know, sellers may be a little more willing to negotiate, whether that's price, certain concessions, paying for closing costs. So I believe the scales are going to tip a little bit more in favor of the buyer because, you know, what was happening over the last year or two, sellers are not really going to experience that. So I'm sure there's a lot of people who want to sell who wish they sold a little bit earlier because the tides are shifting a little bit more now. And something else that I think you should keep in mind is where you live. If you're looking to buy a home for your family or for yourself, consider house hacking. If where you live has multi-unit properties, consider house hacking. Consider getting a 2 or 4 unit property and getting some help with your mortgage. It might cover your entire mortgage. It might cover part of your mortgage. But when people talk about, oh, the interest rate is that and the third, something that can assist with that is house hacking, right? It can help you with your mortgage payment. So consider that. And, you know, I understand, like, a lot of people want their dream home, right? And there's nothing wrong with having that goal. But I think it's important to take steps to there. You know, you may not necessarily get your dream home right away. However, if you start with a multifamily, you can work your way down or up, however you want to look at it. You can work your way to that dream home, right? So I would strongly consider house hacking, strongly consider getting a multi-unit property in times like this. It will probably make it more affordable for you instead of just going straight for the single family home, especially if you have kind of a tight budget, okay? And, you know, a lot of people, again, want to wait. If you're not in financial position to invest right now, then maybe you should wait, get your capital up. However, if you are in a financial position to invest, if you can still afford whatever it is you're trying to buy with the interest rates, I encourage you to just get in now. You know, think about it. A lot of people who wanted to invest in 2020, they waited because they felt the prices were too high. So now prices are going down a little bit, but the interest rates are going up. It's like, what are you going to keep waiting for? Next thing you know, it's 5-10 years. You haven't done anything. You're still renting. You haven't purchased any type of investment property or personal home or whatever, you know? So just be mindful of that. If you're waiting, make sure it's because, you know, there's something holding you back. Maybe you don't have the capital. Maybe you need to just get certain things together. But I would encourage you to not wait too long. You know, it's always a good time to buy real estate. You know, a lot of people think they have a crystal ball and can predict the future, but no one knows what's going to happen. All we know is what the market is like now and what's going to happen now. So if you are in position and you can find good deals, you should still be buying. All right. And, you know, ultimately, there's never going to be a perfect situation. There's never going to be a perfect time. The time is now, right? You know, when you have an opportunity to get in, don't worry about the noise. Don't worry about the interest rates and all these things. When you have your opportunity to get in, just get in, and then you just take it step by step from there. All right. So, you know, ultimately, you got to do what's best for you. You know your individual situation. My encouragement is just that if you are ready, if you are in a position, if you have the finances and deals and everything lined up in spite of price, in spite of interest rates, I encourage you to invest and take steps towards doing that. All right. So looking forward to hearing from you all and what you think of this episode. Otherwise, I will talk to you all soon.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Black Real Estate Dialogue and on Twitter at Bread Podcast. That's B-R-E-D Podcast. Until next time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.